This Saturday in New South Wales, it's the main event, a state election where both major parties are neck and neck in the polls. So anything could happen. It could even be a hung parliament. In the blue corner, the Liberal member for Willoughby, the Premier since January 2017, is Gladys Berejiklian. And in the red corner, the Labor member for Maroubra, the leader of the opposition since November last year, Michael Daly. And tonight on RN Drive, for some pre-election analysis, I'm joined by two heavy hitters from Macquarie Street. That's the press gallery there. New South Wales political editor for the Australian newspaper, Andrew Clennell, and state political editor for the Sydney Morning Herald, Alex Smith. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, PK.
Hi, Patricia.
All right, Andrew, let's look at the YouGov Galaxy poll first up. It shows it's 50-50 two-party preferred between the Coalition and Labor. Why is it such a tight race?
Well, it's such a tight race, Patricia, because Gladys Berejiklian has done a pretty hopeless job, I reckon, of selling her message. I mean, she seems to have leaped from one issue to the next without forming a clear narrative. Her slogan is unimaginative, let's get it done. And if she'd had a better campaign, I think she'd be a point or two ahead. Obviously, federal factors have played in for her too. That hasn't helped, or the federal leadership shenanigans. But at the end of the day, she's also decided to knock down a stadium 2 weeks before the election. We got the optics of that, the TV pictures of that. So she's got a few battles on her hands. The other one being congestion. The Coalition came to power 8 years ago promising to fix it. Urban congestion in Sydney is still very bad, and all the projects to fix it are only halfway done. So because of this, people are a little bit cranky. And despite the fact there's 3.9% unemployment, and the economy's going gangbusters, she hasn't been able to translate that into a popular vote. And that's why she's certainly going to be in some sort of hung parliament, I believe, Saturday night. And she'll be hoping to just scrape over the line in that hung parliament.
Alex, what's your read on this? Because Gladys Berejiklian is only slightly ahead of Michael Daly in the preferred premier stakes too. You'd usually, not that, you know, that will, that determines an election, but she should be way ahead there too, shouldn't she?
Yeah, of course she should be. And I agree very much with Andrew. I think she's completely failed to sell her message. On the one hand, she has this very strong message. The economy is powering along in New South Wales, historically low levels of unemployment, low debt. But at the same time, she is very much, you know, she's sort of sending this message of things are great, you know, life is so good in New South Wales. You have people battling congestion, as Andrew mentioned. You know, you've got high house prices. So I think people really feel that all they keep hearing from her is everything's great. Look how good our economy is. Life is good in New South Wales. But they really feel the pressures, you know, cost of living pressures. And so as much as she is doing this huge amount of infrastructure work, you know, a pipeline of $90 billion over 4 years. A lot of it is coming at great cost to people trying to get around the city, particularly in Sydney. You know, lots of work that slows you down as roads are closed. And I just feel that her message, which really should be good, you know, on her record, you would expect her to be returned for a third term. But I really think that people feel that they aren't benefiting from everything that she keeps telling them they should be. So I think that messaging is also a really big problem for her.
Okay, but Andrew Clennell, if I can bring you back in, Michael Daly hasn't exactly had the most wonderful week in campaigning after the leaking of that video where he said, you know, something that's widely considered racist, and he's apologised and said he wasn't, you know, I think he prefaced it saying, I don't mean to be xenophobic. That's the kind of, you know, some of my best friends are kind of line. Has that hurt him this week?
Yes, it has. It has, Patricia. And, you know, if Labor fails to form minority government on Saturday night, you can pinpoint it to that video as far as I'm concerned. Momentum was going their way. They were making hay on the stadium's issue. People wanted to register a protest vote. And what those statements in that video has done has put into question his credibility, because actually some of those messages in some outer suburban and country seats, some of the voters might actually welcome. They're worried about immigration. But the problem is, because they're kind of loose, people are sort of saying, well, is this guy premier material? So Labor are very worried about this, and it might work in outer suburban seats, but other seats, their seats are now a concern, particularly those with large Asian populations. It's a very multicultural city, Sydney, and it really is just a massive own goal, and obviously been leaked in the last week very strategically and very wisely, because it raises those questions about whether he's quite ready for the job.
What do you make of that, Alex? Would you sort of pin it down to that moment if he doesn't manage to get over the line?
Yeah, I think, though, he had two problems this week that have combined to completely suck all the oxygen out of his campaign. So obviously, as Andrew said, he was doing very well in the stadium's debate. He was cutting through both in Sydney and in the regions. And this election will be very much won and lost in the regions where the Nationals hold their seats. But I think he was doing very well there. And then this week you had Gladys Berejiklian and her other senior ministers really going very strongly on the preference deal that he has done with the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party. And what they were able to do is very much say, look, clearly, you know, getting into bed with the Shooters suggests that they will work with them to weaken gun laws. And so that automatically took away the oxygen from the stadium's debate. And that continued on for a couple of days. And then, of course, his video emerged. It was, as Andrew said, strategically leaked. The Liberal Party had been sitting on it for a couple of months, I believe, and was preparing always to release it right at the end of the campaign for maximum damage. So I think he had those two issues combined to completely suck everything away from his campaign, which was definitely gaining momentum. I'm told by late last week, you know, Labor was feeling very upbeat about the direction they were heading, and it's all turned now.
It certainly has. All right, before I let you both go, I'll start with you, Andrew. Well, I know it's hard for political correspondents to make predictions, but what is your prediction? How do you think this is actually ultimately going to fall?
Well, I can make the very confident prediction that it will be minority government on Saturday night. I think on the balance, it will probably be coalition minority, but I do not discount a Labor minority government at all. They need to win less seats to form minority government because they can be assured of the confidence and supply of three Greens MPs, for example, and Gladys has ruled out a deal with the Shooters. So I think coalition minority, maybe Labor minority, very tight.
Very tight, and therefore that's all I'm doing on Saturday night. Like, my night's planned. I'm definitely, that's all I'm doing, ABC News. So how about you, Alex? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I cannot see anything other than minority government, but I can't see Labor getting there. I think it will be a coalition minority. I just think now Labor has probably lost a bit too much momentum to get those seats that they really needed to get to form a minority government. So I would say coalition minority.
All right. Eyes will be glued. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Andrew Clennell is New South Wales political editor at the Australian newspaper. Alex Smith is state political editor at the Sydney Morning Herald. This is RN Drive.